There are echoes of Watergate and the smoking gun that took President Richard Nixon down in the latest crisis of President Trump. From the revelation that fired FBI Director James Comey kept notes of a conversation in which he says Trump asked him to drop an investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, to Trump's tweets hinting he may have tapes of conversations in the White House. Richard Nixon was undone by the voice-activated tape recordings throughout the White House recording conversations, like this tape of a conversation with Henry Kissinger in April of 1973 over whether to fire White House Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman.
No, I think to fire Haldeman would make him the villain.
Well, in the end, he would probably have to go, Henry. They're going to, rip him up good.
Bloomberg News reporter Andrew Martin has written about the smoking gun that took Nixon down. Welcome, Andrew. Tell us about the call that you call the most famous example of presidential meddling.
Well, it's really fun to go back and listen to these tapes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're really interesting hearing them now, 35 years later. And what this was a conversation that Nixon had in the Oval Office with H.R. Haldeman, who was his chief of staff at the time. The date was June 23rd, 1972. It was 6 days after the Watergate break-in. And, they're trying to figure out what the FBI is doing. And they have this conversation about the FBI successfully tracing some of the money back, which, you know, eventually we know that it went from Nixon's people to these burglars, but they were beginning that process. And Haldeman suggests that, you know, maybe they get the CIA to lean on the FBI to quash this investigation, to stop the investigation, the break-in. And, you know, finally, at the end of this conversation, Nixon appears to agree and says they should call the FBI in and say that we wish for the country don't go any further into this case, period. And so this tape came out 2 years later in 1974, and obviously by that time all kinds of revelations that came out in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere. And it was called the smoking gun tape because it was sort of the last straw in this cover-up, and showed definitively that Nixon had been involved from the very start. Again, if you want to listen, it's the University of Virginia has a great website of all presidential tapes that are available, including this one, as does the Nixon Library. So, you know, it is similar in that it's a president attempting to meddle in an FBI investigation, which, by the way, was unsuccessful, right?
Exactly.
But, and certainly this is the allegation now from this memo from James Comey.
And as far as I have heard and researched, no president since Nixon has taped in the Oval Office. But before that, it started with FDR.
Yes, there's a long history of taping. FDR began taping reporters, I believe, in 1940 because he was, this will sound familiar, he was unhappy with the way he was being quoted by the press. So he would tape press conferences, and sometimes the tape would roll slightly before or slightly after the press conferences. So they did pick up some personal conversations of FDR, which, by the way, you can listen to at this University of Virginia site. After that, the other presidents did as well on a limited basis. Kennedy started taping more, and then FDR taped extensively.
And Johnson, President Johnson?
I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say. LBJ taped extensively, and then, of course, Nixon. So, and as I understand it, since that time, Reagan did tape some calls with foreign leaders, because he wanted to make sure there were no issues in the translation, but not to the extent of Nixon, which, as you pointed out, had a voice-activated recorder that recorded everything, 3,400 hours of tapes. And, you know, this one is probably the most famous, although you know, that one from Kissinger you played wasn't bad either.
I listened to some of them, and some of them I couldn't play because there were things said that were not
it gets pretty
radio
salty
friendly.
Sometimes.
It does. It does. But that's why, and we're running out of time, it makes me wonder whether Trump would have taped these or not. And I guess we will not find out for a while. But it's a very interesting story, and it's on the Bloomberg, and you can certainly go read it. That's Bloomberg News reporter Andrew Martin. Thanks for being here, Andrew.